How you doing? This is Nelson Rhodes for Proverbs for your weekend. We're still working in Proverbs 10, but this is verse 24. It says, "What the wicked fears will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous will be granted." And this is verse 25. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. And this is what, it's like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. So is a lazy one who sent him. This is verse 27. So the fear of the Lord belongs to life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. And this is in verse 28. For the hope of the righteous is gladness, but the expectations of the wicked, they perish. And this is what the Lord is saying. When we start getting into fear and anxieties, what the wicked fears will become part of him. But the thing is, the Lord, this is what we desire. The righteous will be granted. So he wants us to come to him. But he said for us to be into that spot where we need to be, he's asking us to read more of his word and to get in closer with him, to hang out with him, speak up to him, listen to the Holy Spirit. And this is what verse 26 was saying, like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy one who sent him. And this is what you don't want, is that foul taste in your mouth or that smoke in your eyes. And this is what happens when you're heading down the wrong trail, where you can't see clearly, but even though you're heading in. But it reminds me of the prodigal going into the pig pen. Can imagine how that tasted. But this is what the Lord's saying. Says you need to come out of that filth, away from it once and for all, and come to me. He says, come to me and I'll show you greater things than that pen you're standing in. For why are you standing in the slop? Well, I gave you everything as I gave my son. He says, listen to me and listen to me well. For I have put you in a place where you never thought you could be. But you'll see a greater measure will be given to you beyond all things. For I created all things, says the Lord. I created all things. For I've known you before you were even born. I wrote books about you before you were born. He says, put down this foolishness and come to me. Come to me, he says. Come to me. For you'll see the things that you'll eat and drink is far beyond what you have tasted in that pen. And as verse 28 says, the hope of the righteous is gladness, but expectation of the wicked perish. But says on 29, for the way of the Lord is a stronghold to the upright, but ruin to the workers or iniquity. And this is what verse 30 says, the righteous will never be shaken, but the wicked will not dwell in the land. And this reminds me of the very beginning, when Israel finally got out of Egypt, but yet some of them continued to complain. And it wasn't right what they were doing, but they took a trip. Sure, it took not as long as 40 years, but they turned the wrong way. But the Lord still fed them, and he still gave them water. But that complaining, they did not make it into the promised land. But they worshiped the idols of Egypt. And this is what the Lord's saying now. He's like, why do you go to foolish things as this? The sticks talk, the rocks talk. They show you wisdom? No, they do not show wisdom. Nor can they talk. Nor can they move. Because I am the living God who sits high and lifted up on this throne. On my throne, says the Lord. My throne. See, I see all things. I see what you're looking at. I hear these things. I know what you're thinking. It says, drop all foolish things. Drop it all. And you'll see that you'll never be shaken. And this is what the wicked, they will not dwell in that land. Because they could not make it into the promised land. They weren't allowed. They didn't make it to the finish line. And this is what I want you to have, is to cross the finish line. Stop these foolish things, says the Lord. Stop it.